One of the things that stops small business owners from creating marketing content consistently is this feeling of being uninspired, of having no idea what to say in the first place. If you can relate to this, you are in good company. So many of us struggle with knowing what our marketing content should actually be about. But I am here to help. I have come up with 100 prompts that you can use to guide your marketing, from your social media posts to your emails to your longer form content. I guarantee that these prompts will get you inspired and that you'll have more ideas than you even know what to do with. You can download this list of 100 marketing prompts for free at makinggoodpodcast.com/100prompts. That's makinggoodpodcast.com/100prompts. Welcome back to Making Good, the podcast for small businesses who want to make a big impact. I'm your host, Lauren Tilden, and I am so happy you're here. This week on the podcast is a special 10-part podcast series that I'm airing on the private podcast that's part of Making Good Happen, my membership. But as a holiday/New Year's gift to you, I decided I would share it with you, my Making Good podcast family, as well. Episodes in this series will be released every single weekday, Monday through Friday, from December 25th through January 5th. Each short and sweet episode will include some guidance as well as a short exercise for you to go through. By the end of this series, you will have reviewed 2023, dreamt up your ideal 2024, and created a plan to get there. And bonus, I have created a free workbook that you can use to work through these exercises. Head to makinggoodpodcast.com/2024, that's 2024, to get your copy and get going. Here is today's episode from this 10-part series on ringing in 2024. First of all, Happy New Year. This here is the first private podcast episode of 2024, and oh my gosh, am I excited to be back. I have so many ideas and plans and dreams for Making Good Happen in 2024, and I cannot wait to bring them to life. Thank you for being part of my crew. I love having you here, truly. So let me start by saying this. Today's episode is smack dab in the middle of a 10-day series. If you haven't already, please go start with day one, which came out on December 25th, and work your way through these short and sweet episodes day by day. So far in this series, we have celebrated 2023. We've made notes of what we've learned from the ups and downs of the year. We've done some visioning, and we've even set our North Star goal for the year. This is all amazing. I truly cannot wait to see what this year has in store for all of us and our businesses. However, as you all know, dreams and ideas and intentions are not by themselves enough. Even goals are not enough. In fact, some might even say that we have actually done the easy part. The hard part is actually making things happen, making good happen, if you will. This is what episodes 6 through 10 in this series are all about. Taking our goals and turning them into real, achievable plans. Last week, we did some reviewing of last year, and we started to think about what the year ahead has in store, and we ended by setting our single North Star goal. Now it's time to take that North Star goal, that specific and measurable big goal we really, really, really want to make happen, and translate that goal into action items so that we can start moving in that direction little by little right away. So, shall we jump in? Our next step after setting that North Star goal is to come up with some strategies that will help us get there. And I'm going to recommend that you aim for between 3 and 5. When you think about reaching your North Star goal, your strategies are the answer to the question, how am I going to achieve this goal? So let me give you some example of strategies. For Making Good, my public podcast, let's say my North Star goal in 2024 is to reach 300,000 downloads. My strategies might include more consistently recommending my episodes on social media and in my newsletter, including past episodes that are still relevant and useful, sharing pins for each episode consistently on Pinterest, being a guest on other people's podcasts, and sharing Making Good content from Station 7 and Good Sheila marketing platforms. For Good Sheila, my paper goods brand, let's say my North Star goal in 2024 is to reach 60 wholesale accounts. My strategies might include engaging with ideal stockists on Instagram, reaching out and following up with ideal stockists by email, sending samples to my ideal stockists, launching 2 new collections in 2023, and participating in promotions on the Fair Marketplace. Finally, for Station 7, my paper goods brand, let's say my North Star goal in 2024 is to increase our 2023 revenue by 10%. My strategies might include auditing our website to optimize it for online shopping, planning more in-store events to increase foot traffic, reinstituting our blog content and therefore Pinterest content, and implementing some paid advertising. These are just a few examples to show you the different focuses of three different businesses. It would not be at all feasible for me to try to tackle all three of these big goals in a year. So I'm not actually committing to these goals. I just wanted to give you some examples. There are a few different ways to come up with your strategies. First, I would absolutely recommend that you revisit the work you did from last week's episode, specifically the what worked last year and what didn't go so well last year. We can learn so much from past experiences, and my guess is that there's some information in there about what strategies you might want to use in 2024 again, and which might be worth letting go of moving forward because they didn't generate any results. Second, you gotta love a good brainstorming session. Set a timer for 15 minutes to really just get creative and let yourself think about the goal and what kinds of activities would actually move you in that direction. Third, if you feel like you need some external ideas, you could do a little research. For example, Google, what are the best ways to increase podcast downloads? But be mindful of this. It is very easy to get stuck going down a rabbit hole of researching and looking for the answers elsewhere. So this is another thing where I would make sure you're being mindful of A, making sure to vet the sources. So only take advice from people you want to take advice from. And also give yourself a time limit, like 20 minutes to Google this. Finally, community is an amazing resource. This would be a great thing to post in Making It Happen or ask during a hot seat session or just ask other fellow small business owners, particularly ones who are familiar with your industry or product category. For example, you could say something like, my North Star goal for 2023 is blank. What strategies do you think would be the most helpful in getting me there? And that is that. Once you have come up with your 3 to 5 strategies for your North Star goal, you are done with today's part of the process. Tomorrow, we are going to be translating these strategies into the specific, consistent actions that we can build into your workflow. Okay, so that was today's episode in this 10-part Ringing In 2024 series. I hope that you enjoyed it. If you did enjoy it, you might want to check out Making Good Happen, my membership, where we have an episode that comes out every single weekday, Monday through Friday, all year long. So again, you can get the free workbook for these exercises at makinggoodpodcast.com/2024. This episode was produced and edited by Corinne Monaco of Just Peachy Illustration. Thank you for being here and for focusing on making a difference with your small business. Talk to you next time.